عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقد وضع رجله في الغرس. Sahabi mentions that a person came up to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and he asked him in such a condition that his foot was already in the stirrup of the animal, meaning he was about to move. And then he asked Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم أي الجهاد أفضل, that which jihad, which form of a person striving in the path of Allah is the best. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم replied, قال كلمة حق عند سلطان جائر, that a person speaking a true word in front of an oppressive ruler. We explain why this is meant to be the most virtuous. Is one of the three reasons. The first is, it's almost likelihood, the most likelihood is the person will be persecuted, he will be harmed, he can even be killed. Whereas out in the path of Allah, ability that this will happen, he might come back with booty, he might be successful. So there is a lesser chance that this will happen out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fighting. Yeah, this is a very, very great possibility, especially the people of the past. They were extremely hard. For them to just kill somebody, if anybody spoke out against them, immediately they will take it, they'll take a person to task. Second reason ulama explain is that the benefits that are found by speaking out to a person that has authority, those benefits filter down. So all the people that are below him, his subordinates, etc., they will all benefit if this person takes heed from that advice. Everyone around him will start benefiting. So based on the benefit, this is the best jihad. And the third is, it requires that level of imaniyat. And based on the person's level of imaniyat, that the person has that courage and the strength to go, because the normal trend is to curry favor with the leaders, to speak things that can win their, you can win their love, and you can win their mercy, you can try and win favors from them. But a Muslim is one, a person who has iman is one, that he's not interested in anything. What is right is right, what is wrong is wrong. So he's not interested in trying to curry favors to win any kind, win any votes, etc. from them. He's just going there purely to say what is right. So based on that, this is the best form of jihad. Today's hadith, and Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu called, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أول ما دخل النقص على بني إسرائيل اتق الله ودع ما تصنع فإنه لا يحل لك ثم يلقاه من الغد وهو على حاله فلا يمنعه ذلك أن يكون أكيله وشريبه وقعيده فلما فعلوا ذلك ضرب الله قلوب بعضهم ببعض. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام is mentioning about the Bani Israel, and he says that the first thing that brought about weakness in the Bani Israel was the fact that a person will see his brother doing something wrong, and he'll tell him that what you are doing is wrong, do not do it, it's not permissible for you to do that. Whatever you are doing is not right, it's not correct, don't do it. The next day he'll see the person doing the same wrong. The person is repeating the wrong, but this won't affect him, it won't stop him from mixing with him, eating with him, being in his company, as though he's his part and parcel, his friend, there's nothing wrong. He's not showing any kind of unhappiness, there's no change in his behavior. So the first thing that he first told him that it is wrong, stop it, the person didn't stop it. The next day he ate with him, akilahu, he ate with him, sharibahu, he drank with him, qaidahu, he sat with him. So when they did this, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, falamma faalu dhalika darabullahu quluba ba'dihim bi-ba'd. When they did this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala joined their hearts up in sin. Meaning the person that was warning, and now the people that were being warned, they were sitting with them and mixing as though nothing is wrong, everything you're doing is right. When they did this, Allah Pak joined their hearts in sin. Meaning those people that were warning also, they also became part and parcel of the sin. Then the hadith goes on to say, ثُمَّ قَالَ لُعِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ عَلَى لِسَانِ دَاوُدَ وَعِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمَ ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصُوا وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ كانوا لا يتناهون عن منكر فعلوا لبئس ما كانوا يفعلون ترى كثيرا منهم يتولون الذين كفروا لبئس ما قدمت لهم أنفسهم إلى قوله فاسقون. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam quoted the ayat of the Quran, which comes in the sixth para, the last page, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had cursed those that disbelieve from the Bani Israel upon the tongues of Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam and Isa the son of Maryam. ذَلِكَ بِمَا أَصُوا وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ. That was because of the sin they committed. كَانُوا لَا يَتَنَاهُونَ عَمْ مُنْكَرِينَ فَعَلُوا. That they would not prevent the people from the wrong. Meaning they were the ulama. The ulama would see the people doing wrong. They would, ulama here doesn't necessarily mean a person who studied in the madrasa, but people that had knowledge, they knew that these people are doing something wrong, but they were happy with it, they just carried on mixing with them. As we said, they did stop them. Allah Pak says that they were cursed by Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam, they were cursed by Isa alayhi salatu wasalam because of this. The ulama seen what they did, but the ulama did not stop them and mixed with them. Then the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam goes on to say, ثُمَّ قَالْ وَاللَّهِ لَتَأْمُرُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَتَنْهَوُنَّ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَلَتَأْخُذُنَّ عَلَى يَدِ الظَّالِمِينَ. never, Nabi al-Islam says, never, wallahi, he takes an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you should be commanding good, you should be forbidding evil, and you should stop the oppressor. وَلَتَأَخُذَنَّ عَلَىٰ يَدِ الظَّالِمِ, you should actually, literally mean, you should catch the hand of the oppressor. Meaning you should stop the oppressor in what he's doing. وَلَتَأْتِرُنَّهُ عَلَىٰ الْحَقِّ أَطْرًا, and you should persuade him towards good. وَلَتَقْصُرَنَّهُ عَلَىٰ الْحَقِّ قَصْرًا, and you should confine him and you should restrict him only to good. Nabi al-Islam explaining to what an extent the person has to make effort to see that right takes place. Oh, لَيَضْرِبَنَّ اللَّهَ بِقُلُوبِ بَعْضِكُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ ثُمَّ لَيَلْعَنُكُمْ كَمَا لَعَنَهُمْ. Otherwise, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do is Allah will unify your hearts with those people. In other words, you're mixing with the people that are committing sin. You're not feeling bad about it. You're not saying anything about it. Allah will mix you and make your hearts part of them. So soon you will start accepting that sin to be normal. Because of your not saying anything, not showing any aversion, and just mixing, you will start considering that sin now to be something that's normal, and you will also become part and parcel of that sin. هذا لفظ أبي داود ولفظ الترمذي قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لما وقع بنو إسرائيل في المعاصي نهتهم علماؤهم فلم ينتهوا فجالسوهم في مجالسهم وواكلوهم وشاربوهم فضرب الله قلوب بعضهم ببعض ولعنهم على لسان داود وعيسى بن مريم ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون فجلس رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وكان متكئا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. At this time, when he's mentioning this hadith, he was reclining. But to show the veracity and how serious it is that a person just mixes with people that are committing sin and things, nothing of it, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sat up. وَكَانَ مُتَّكِئًا فَجَلَسَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَكَانَ مُتَّكِئًا فَقَالَ لَا وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ حَتَّى تَأْتِرُوهُمْ عَلَى الْحَقِّ أَتْرًا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I take an oath that that person whose hands my life is, that to such an extent that you actually need to persuade the person to do the correct thing. Yeah, as we explained, a person has got an authority, he shouldn't leave it. Because Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib rahmatullah alayhi would say that the job of the ulama and the people of knowledge is that they must be like that seatbelt light in the car. You know, the seatbelt sound, the thing goes choo, 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 choo. The thing doesn't stop that choo, choo noise until the man puts the seatbelt on. So he said the ulama's duty is like that, that they have to continuously mention and mention and mention. It might be irritating for a while, but until and unless the community is not corrected and the ways they are not corrected, then he should be like that seatbelt, continuously making a noise until the man actually puts the seatbelt on. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursalin, walhamdulillah.